Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
In the squadron, they called him Bullets, but we call him Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly is on the air
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hey, putting aside O.J. Simpson for a moment, Christopher Wray, the shifty, weird, deceptive FBI director, will be testifying momentarily on Capitol Hill. He is one oddball and really perfect for the swamp, so cagey and manipulative. I am really surprised because now we can all see it. We all know it, and he still acts this way. No finesse even. Doesn't even pretend to be accountable to the people the way he behaves in these congressional hearings. I'm telling you, man, if the FBI ever comes around and wants to ask me questions, I will get their names and I'll send them on their way. I wouldn't say anything to those guys. Call my lawyer. Yeah, we just want to ask you about. No, I don't feel comfortable. James Flippin saying you don't feel comfortable. That's so you can get out of a lot of things saying, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with that assignment. I'm not comfortable. You know, right? Isn't that kind of that's a really effective kind of, when you say that, it takes on all kinds of connotation. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I've never obviously been faced with that particular, reality
What about the whole, I'm uncomfortable with that? I'm not comfortable with that.
It does seem a pretty powerful statement. Yeah. For whatever reason, I feel like you can get a long way with that.
If anybody tells me that, you know, on my staff, I say, well, then you should have stayed in bed. It's really cozy and comfortable in bed. You got to get out and mix it up in the world.
That's true.
All right. So we're going to hear this Christopher Wray in a moment. I haven't gotten your thoughts on the OJ case. And the other thing, though, that I want to do here, bring to everybody's attention. Here's something else. Here's a policy. Okay. Never, ever lie. Especially if you're on the stand. Don't lie. Do not tell a lie. No matter how embarrassing, no matter how humiliating. I mean, I guess you have to lie if it's an emergency. That's a line from a movie. That's a line from Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks. No, you really should never lie because Mark Furman.
Yeah, that's what I figured you were referring to.
Yeah, Mark Furman is an LAPD detective on the Simpson case. And F. Lee Bailey wants to know if he ever used the N-word, to which Mark Furman says no, repeatedly. Okay, go cut 27.
Do you use the word in describing people?
Presently.
Yeah.
Overruled.
No, sir.
Have you used that word in the past 10 years?
Not that I recall, no.
You mean if you called someone an N-word, you have forgotten it?
I'm not sure I can answer that question the way you phrase it, sir.
You have difficulty understanding the question. I'll rephrase
it. Yes.
I want you to assume that perhaps at some time since 1985 or 6, you addressed a member of the African-American race as a... Is it possible that you have forgotten that act on your part?
No, it's not possible.
Are you therefore saying that you have not used that word in the past 10 years, Detective Furman?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And you say on your oath that you have not addressed any black person as a n- or spoken about black people as n- in the past 10 years, Detective Furman.
That's what I'm saying, sir.
So that anyone who comes to this court and quotes you as using that word in dealing with African Americans would be a liar, would they not, Detective Furman?
Yes, they would.
All of them, correct?
All of them.
All right.
All right, well, guess what? F. Lee Bailey was asking those questions for a reason, because he knew Mark Furman had used the N-word 50 million times, and he was on tape. I'm actually going to play you the tape in a minute. The problem is we got to bleep out all the N-words. Now, that doesn't mean that Mark Furman wasn't right about what he observed in the O.J. Simpson case, right? But when you're when you say that, he there's no way he did not know that he told this woman the N-word a million times. And I just remember that. I'm like, well, this guy's really sure. No, they would yet. Would they be a liar, right? Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
Yeah. And I mean, even if you were to strip away the obvious racial component of what we're talking about, that just nukes his credibility entirely, right? I mean, if you're basically dead to rights on this one thing, did or didn't you do this? And then they say, well, it just so happens that he did.
I used the N-word once. I do remember. And it was really one time. I was 7 years old and a bigger person got me to do it. It was in a playground. It was a playground. This must have been, the guy must have been like 15, 16 years old. Say it. There was another, you know what I mean? I knew it was wrong, but I didn't know exactly what it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was the lesson of a lifetime.
Yeah.
It really stayed with me because I was confronted. And yikes. Now, the N-word, of course, has been cheapened in a weird way. You know, it's in every song. It's all over the place. But it's still taboo. It's taboo, actually, for white people to say it. I don't need to say it. I don't want to say it. Some people say, well, if black people can say it, I should say it. Like, I don't think so. But I do think it's the double standard is a little bit nuts. Are we ready? Do we have Mark Furman using the N-word? Nope, we're still bleeping.
It's going to take a while, folks.
Mark Furman's actually a pretty sharp guy. He, a great investigator. He went up to Connecticut to investigate the Martha Moxley murder. You know anything about that? It's a Kennedy-linked slaying. They said Michael Skakel did it, but it looks like Michael Skakel didn't do it.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
It's a real topsy-turvy case. Mm-hmm. And Dominic Dunn and Mark Furman. And look, people have said all kinds of things, I guess. Do you hold that against Mark Furman for the rest of his life? Well, I don't know. It's not up to me. I wouldn't personally, but it did probably blow that case to smithereens, right? All right. You want to hear what a shifty creep Christopher Wray is? He's the FBI director. This is what I was getting at earlier. As we do all the bleeping of the N-word, here is FBI Director Wray being cross-examined by Elise Stefanik, Republican of upstate New York. Man, she's good. Now, listen to how carefully he tries to answer the questions. He thinks he's being cute. He's not. We all know he's being evasive. Remember, this guy works for the people, for us. Okay, look at all the little games he tries to play. Cut 21.
Ms. Stefanik.
Director Wray, have you read Robert Herr's special counsel report?
I have reviewed it.
Do you believe Joe Biden mishandled classified information?
I'm not going to discuss the report. That's the special counsel's report.
Stop. The games start right there. Have you read the report? I've reviewed it. Yeah, you read it or you didn't. You know what I mean? I reviewed it. What does that mean? You perused it? See, he's already setting himself up that he does not have to have mastery of the topic, right? I've reviewed it. All right, keep going.
In your opinion, as director of the FBI, do you believe he mishandled classified information?
Again, I'm just going to refer to the report, and the special counsel can speak for himself on his report.
Are you aware, and this is breaking news right now, are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote? Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the
special
counsel.
You see how he wants the question repeated and then he goes back to the answer he already gave? These are delay tactics. This is a swamp bureaucrat at its worst or at its finest in a weird way. If you're a swamp bureaucrat, if you're in that world, keep going.
His testimony and his report.
It sounds like you might be aware of it then. In front of this very committee in an open session, your predecessor, Jim Comey, testified that he did not follow the proper protocol regarding the notification of Congress of the opening of the Crossfire Hurricane. That would be the counterintelligence investigation into President Trump in 2016. To address this illegal abuse of power by the FBI, this committee included direction to the FBI in the IAA, requiring notification to congressional leadership of any counter-intel investigation into a federal candidate for office. Is there any counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I would just say I'll refer you to the special counsel has...
It's not a question about the special counsel. Right. That's a requirement in the IAA of the FBI. Is there a counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
There's no investigation that I could confirm here, no.
Is there a counterintelligence investigation?
Again, I'm not confirming any investigation into either candidate.
Are you aware that you're required by the IAA to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation?
And we will comply with the law.
Have you already complied with the law? Has there been a notification?
I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
You believe you have been, or has there been a notification to Congress of any counterintelligence investigation of a federal candidate?
I believe we have complied with the law.
Has there been a counter-intel assessment conducted on either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, there's no assessment that I would confirm here in any way. I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
Stop. I believe. You don't know how much the mission is to let himself off the hook, to not take responsibility. Why would you want to be the FBI director if you couldn't take responsibility and kick some ass? And watch this, how he defers to all the lawyers. You see, the bureaucracy is so vast that the political appointee can just point to the bureaucracy for just about everything. Now but he's the guy. He's the one. Keep going.
About on an immediate family member, and by that I mean spouses or children of either President Biden or President Trump.
Again, I'm not in the business of confirming, especially not in open hearings, assessments or anything like that when it comes to counterintelligence matters.
So you will confirm in the classified setting when we ask you this question of whether there's a counterintelligence investigation, because you are aware that according to the IAA, you are required by law to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation, not just for presidential candidates, but any federal candidate.
We will comply with the law.
So you will answer this in the classified hearing later today?
We will comply with the law.
And what's your understanding of the law?
There's a whole series of oversight requirements that we have related to counterintelligence matters. I'm not going to try to go through
all of them. But specifically the notification of Congress of a counterintel investigation onto a federal candidate. What is your understanding of the law?
Again, I would want to refer to the lawyers to make sure that I'm appropriately complying with it, but I can tell you we're going to comply with the law. My understanding is we have.
He defers. The lawyers, the swamp, they're going to take care of it. That's how designed that way. This is non-democracy in action. Did you idealize America growing up, James?
I think I did. Yeah. I think in many ways I was a little bit naive to the extent to which the bureaucracy you're referring to is a negative influence on American life.
We believe the propaganda. And you know who may have been the first person to go down, the biggest person to go down would be Nixon. Now I know more than ever, the Watergate operation was a CIA operation. James McCord worked for the CIA. What in the hell? They wanted to take Nixon out. They did. It's amazing. We don't live in a democracy. We don't.
And when you say they, you're kind of referring to what some people call the deep state, right?
The unelected permanent government. And that government definitely leans left. More power, more bigger government.
Especially on the federal level.
More agencies, more regulation, more. Conservatives are a threat to that. That's pretty wild. What an evasive, slimy guy. I would love to see my dad in that job. He would not. He's been offered it twice, by the way. He had to turn it down. He was police commissioner. He's too busy being police commissioner, which is a much better job in some respects. NYPD is bigger than the FBI. Did you know that? NYPD is bigger.
I really didn't.
All right. Well, enough with Christopher Wray. He's actually going to be taking. He's going to be on Capitol Hill momentarily. I never thought I'd be sitting around watching congressional hearings all day long, but they can be interesting. And all right, bottom line, did OJ do it?
I think he probably did.
You are such a racist. No, I don't know. You think he probably did?
I think he probably did, but
have you heard any of the evidence? Well, how old were you in 1994?
So I would have been 10 years. I was coming up on 10 years old.
Have you looked at any of the evidence?
Years ago, I read more about the trial itself and kind of some of the stuff you're talking about with Furman and some of his, you know, back and forth testimony. But
oh, hey, we got. Oh, okay. We'll do it right when we get back. We're ready with the Mark Furman tape. And boy, oh, boy, does this guy let the N-word fly. The bleeping is almost done. We'll have it when we come back.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
You know, some of the, I'm surprised at how kind of beautiful some of these tributes are to O.J. Simpson. I mean, not too long ago, if you said, I think he might be innocent, they'd throw rocks at you. There's like not nearly as much emphasis as I thought there would be on the crime, more so on the life. I guess that's okay. Maybe it's appropriate. Anyway, here's Mark Furman. All right, so F. Lee Bailey just pinned him down. Did you ever use the N-word? Did you ever use the N-word? No, 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 no. He must already have known about this tape because he sat down with this lady who interviewed him for her book, and he's throwing the N-word out around like crazy. Mark Furman, he was a key investigator on the O.J. Simpson case. Go ahead.
It's not like you're really listening to their words, because you key on what's the truth and what isn't. First thing, anything out of a mouth for the first 5 or 6 sentences is a lie. Fight or growl with the police, you do what you're told. You understand?
And you know which gang did it, but they wouldn't talk. If I could pick up 3 or 4 and bring them to the station, take one of the days, just not even ask them questions.
All right, stop. Diego, you heard the raw footage with the N-word in it. Tell me a little bit about what you heard, because I feel like we're bleeping out before and after. He said, did he say you can't trust anything an N-word says for the first? He used the word N-word. I think this is the quote. You can't trust anything. I don't even want to quote him. It sounds so offensive. But what's going on there? What did he say?
Yeah, he said, Greg, that, you can't trust anything that comes out of their mouths. And then he said, I don't know if you caught the beginning there. He said the way you can beat them and not to show that they were beaten by hitting the body. And
what
stuff.
The hell is up with the L.A.? Yeah. This is right around the Rodney King thing, by the way. This is post Rodney King. Some of these cops were, I'm sorry, a bit on the barbaric side. Yikes. This is one of the many reasons why O.J. Got off. Remember what he just said to F. Lee Bailey, cut 27.
Do you use the word in describing people?
Presently.
Yeah.
Overall.
No, sir.
Have you used that word in the past 10 years?
Not that I recall, no.
Busted! Busted. All right. O.J. Simpson. Won't see him no more.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Well, we may not have a border. We may be throwing away billions of dollars in a war that nobody wants to end. But at least Joe Biden has the back of trans kids. Coast to coast, Joe Biden, you should know, you trans kids, that Joe Biden is thinking about you, has your back. What does that mean? And why the hell is he talking about trans kids? We have a president. He's part of the government, and he's fixated on trans kids. And so is the government. It is the strangest thing in the world. Now, a beautiful piece by Miranda Devine. I love these pieces that kind of set the record straight. Woke Democrats have lied about transgender suicide, but there is hope. Miranda Devine. When non-binary teen Nex Benedict committed suicide after allegedly being beaten up at school, the tragedy was quickly hijacked as a textbook case of anti-LGBT bullying. The president and the first lady weighed in with a heartbroken White House statement. Nex Benedict, a kid who just wanted to be accepted, should still be here with us today. Non-binary and transgender people are some of the bravest Americans I know. In memory of Nex, we must all recommit to our work to end discrimination and address the suicide crisis impacting too many non-binary and transgender children. No one should face the bullying that Nex did. Hate-mongering Nancy Pelosi went further. The anti-trans fervor fueled by extreme Republicans across the country is having deadly consequences for our children, posted the former House Speaker. We must stand up against anti-trans hate. And the New Republic was just one media outlet that blamed the death on conservatives. Oklahoma Republicans passed a bathroom bill. Now a trans kid is dead. But the story was untrue. As usual with news stories that slot too neatly into a favored political narrative, it was a lie. The truth was equally tragic, but had no electoral payoff for Democrats wishing to paint their opponents as cruel bigots and Neanderthal book banners. The Oklahoma medical examiner who ruled Benedict's overdose death a suicide said the 16-year-old did not die as a result of trauma from the fight at school, and handwritten notes at the scene did not make reference to difficulties at school. Benedict suffered from bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, self-harm, chronic tobacco use, and chronic marijuana use. No wonder. Her short, sad life had been marred by an evil far more real than the politicized victimhood of cynical activists. According to court records first reported by Red State, Benedict had been raped by her father from the age of 9 to 11, at which point he was discovered and thrown in jail. He was released in January and had been rearrested for failing to report as a sex offender. Benedict's history of mental illness, trauma, and abuse fits the profile of so many poor children who had been categorized as non-binary or trans kids. Instead of being treated for their underlying problems, they are caught up in the gender transition industry that promises the world and turns out to be a betrayal of their innocent trust. But there is hope. The most comprehensive review of the evidence for transitioning children, the landmark CAS review released in the UK Wednesday, has found no good evidence for the interventions after all. It is a staggering rebuke to the medical malpractice industry that fed children sex hormones and surgically butchered them at the altar of gender ideology. The modish medical experiment embraced by celebrities, the media, and cynical politicians has caused irreversible harm to tens of thousands of children around the world. Shame on the medicos who betrayed their primary duty to do no harm and cashed in on the pain of troubled children, many of whom, like Benedict, are mentally ill, autistic, or are abuse victims. Dr. Hilary Cass, a British pediatrician, has courageously laid bare the shocking toll on children, many of whom come to regret changing gender, and has recommended that nobody under 18 should get hormone drugs, while great caution should be exercised with the under 25s. Gender medicine for children and young people is built on shaky foundation, she says, in the 388-page report that was 4 years in the making. The reality is that we have no good evidence on the long-term outcomes of interventions to manage gender-related distress. There are few other areas of healthcare where professionals are so afraid to openly discuss their views, where people are vilified on social media, and where name-calling echoes the worst bullying behavior. This must stop. It is amazing. If you come out with the opinion that children should not undergo sex conversion therapy, you will be bullied. You will be cyber harassed. You could be canceled. You could lose a license. Protecting children. Talk about the, that's, is that not clear cut, that smoking gun evidence of how corrupt the world is? Cass criticizes the guidelines for transitioning children developed by the World Professional Association for Transgender Healthcare as being highly influential in directing international practice despite lacking developmental rigor and transparency. A single Dutch study now disputed that claimed puberty blockers improve the psychological well-being of gender-questioning children had spread at a pace to other countries a greater readiness to start masculinizing or feminizing hormones in mid-teens. Some practitioners abandoned normal clinical approaches. One study they did this all on. The CAS review was commissioned by the British National Health Service. Whistleblowers claimed the clinic was operating effectively as a new form of gay conversion therapy, and if left alone, the children would simply grow up to be gay adults. I can't believe this is happening to the kids, to the children. Well, Next Benedict, that case, I remember. I never really heard of Next Benedict until President Biden put out this gushing, over-the-top statement about Jill and I, our hearts are broken, that Next is no longer with us. And the whole kind of thrust of the piece was she was cyber-bullied and harassed at school into killing herself. Joe didn't mention, because Joe did not know, that she had been raped for 2 years of her very young life. Now, I think that might have had something to do with it, right? You know, the statement he put out on Lake and Riley was about like one-tenth the size. Gosh, Lake and Riley, that's a name that's kind of faded, right? Lake, I hope the family's being cared for. Lake and Riley was the young woman who was clobbered and bashed over the head in Georgia by an illegal who came to this country illegally, who mooched off us, who got a lot of free stuff here in New York, who actually harmed a child here in New York, but was let go, free to kill Lake and Riley in Georgia. Let's see here. Jeff, hello.
What's going on, Greg?
Not much.
Hey, so I'm glad that your caller put me through. So listening to Alan Dershowitz talk about, you know, leaving the Democratic Party, it kind of reminded me of an interview I watched last week with Piers Morgan, Abby Martin, and Emily Schrader. And I just wanted to say that I really feel the MSM is not really sharing the ugly truth about what's happening in another part of our country. And I know that when I listen to 77, particularly in the morning.
All right, what are you getting at? Get to the point. You're all over the place. What?
Well, my point is I don't think the mainstream media is really telling the truth about what's going on.
Where?
In Gaza.
And what do you say is going on?
Well, if you look at any social media source.
Social media. What is your point? Where are you coming from? What is your, what, I want the essence of it, okay? Mainstream media is not telling the real story. Well, they don't tell the real story about a lot of things. Now, what they have been doing, they've been harping and hyping the casualties in Gaza, the Palestinians dying, the civilian death. As I've been pointing out, civilian death comes with war. It's always going to happen. I am totally and completely on the side of Israel in this. And if anything, I am getting a little bit impatient. I'm starting to wonder if they've been aggressive enough. All right. They need to be even more aggressive in going after the terrorists. And there will be collateral damage. I don't want there to be, but there will be. That's going to happen. You don't agree, right?
Do you think it's justified?
All right, Jeff, do I think it's justified?
Agree.
Yeah, absolutely it's justified. Look at what the hell happened on October 7th. Look at the hostages that are still being kept. Hamas, and they're trusting the figures from Hamas, the Hamas hospital, the Hamas health authority. So Jeff, good luck. I think you're right at home in the mainstream media. They're telling the story you want told. Mainstream media is totally pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, and anti-Israel.
No,
you got plenty of places to go. Good luck, Jeff. Let's try Kevin in Denville.
Greg, I'll preface this by saying,
I knew that guy was. I knew the guy was jumping. He was like beating around the bush, and I knew what he wanted to say, but I had to get him to say it. And he really still wouldn't actually come out, but I had to say something, and then he disagreed with it. That was the best he could do, because I guess he was nervous calling the radio. What's up, Kevin?
I'll try not to beat around the bush. Just wanted to preface this by saying I'm a fellow Christian, and I'm opposed to abortion like you are. But I for 2 years, I've been screaming from the rooftops, why did the conservative-leaning Supreme Court and Justice Alito overturn Roe v. Wade right before the 22 midterms? Gave the Democrats a sword to fight with, and the voters got out, and we lost the Senate, and we're barely holding on to the House. And the ironic thing is, overturning this.
Well,
Kevin,
how opposed to abortion are you? How opposed to abortion are you? I mean, Roe v. Wade went away. Now, abortion is illegal in a number of states where it was legal just a short time ago. And some
I know exactly what you mean by that question. Absolutely was the right thing to do, but it was the wrong time to do it. It was right before
It was never going to be a good time. And as you know, that was leaked, and it was leaked to inflict maximum damage and maximum benefit to the Democrats. It had never happened before. That opinion was leaked ahead of time. By the way, if anybody bothers to read the opinion, it makes perfect sense. It's actually a beautiful document, and it says this matter belongs where so many matters belong, with the people, states. In a weird way, it's a pro-choice thing. States can choose. Roe v. Wade, the actual decision itself, was flawed. Liberals, and Republicans agree with that. All right, Kevin, look, I will tell you this. Abortion has not been my main issue. You know what I mean? I'm not a woman. You know, it's just not something that I've thought about all that much. You know, it's right now, I think I just want to keep the country intact. You know what I mean? I just forget making America great again. I mean, I want to make it great again, but I just want to have let's have America. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's modest now. Our goals are modest. Let's just have a country that we can make great. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. And, it feels like Friday, doesn't it? Somehow it feels like Friday. I think it's because of the eclipse. I think it's for a couple of other things. I was not able to sleep well the night before last. Some residual effects last night. And it's funny. It's like you ever ask somebody, boy, this day is going on really, really long. And they often agree, or this seems like the shortest week ever. Or this seems like the longest. It has to do with a lot of different things. We're all reacting to the same stimuli, the weather, the temperature, just all this stuff, the stuff that's on TV, the news cycle. But it does kind of feel a bit like Friday. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Sir, I think we have our headline story. A cop just shot and killed an unarmed suspect. right? Make sure you don't use the word suspect in the title, though. That could imply that this guy did something wrong. We don't want that. We want this victim to be specifically identified by his skin color in the headline. Yeah, and make sure you don't mention anything about what he was doing wrong, whether he was fighting or committing a crime or running. Don't mention his criminal history. And in fact, if you can find an old photo of him, like in his Sunday's best, some cute little outfit, use that for the article. Got it? Yeah, make sure you get a quote from one of his family members talking about how he's such a sweet guy, never did anything wrong. Maybe vaguely say that, you know, he was going through some rough times, but was just such a wonderful person. Okay, perfect. Cop shoots unarmed white man. Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. The guy that got shot, he was white? Yeah, he was white. Yeah. Yeah, don't cover that story. That's boring. Let's find something else.
Just so true. It's so true. Nails it. That's a guy on Instagram. His handle is Fit Responder. He does a lot of interesting stuff. He's like he's in amazing shape. I think he's a personal trainer and an EMT and like a comedian, and a truth teller, because that is true. And that is so illustrated by this whole Dexter Reed case. I don't know if you're following it out of Chicago. So Dexter Reed gets pulled over by the cops. Dexter Reed does not comply. And then Dexter Reed takes a gun and starts shooting the cops, shoots 11 times, and the cops fire back. Go ahead with that if you don't mind. I just want to hear those bullets flying, so we can know just this is real stuff. It's tough, but it's real. Cut 28.
Unlock the doors now. Open the door now. Open the door now. Open the door now. Officers, four David, shots fired, shots fired.
All right, and then they unload their weapons into the car. Well, I don't know what their options were. The guy shot at the cops 11 times, Dexter Reed. The mother is devastated, but there's something about this that looks like, Benjamin Crump is on the way. Cut 29.
Bought his new car 3 days before that, and he was just riding around in his car. He said, "Mom, go for a ride." And they killed him. They killed him.
Well, that's terrible. My mother's grief for his son. You know, it's just so crazy when a parent outlives the child. But there's a big but here. I'm sorry. The way this is being covered, just like our friend on social media pointed out, the picture of Dexter Reed that everybody in the media is using is a picture that is 8 years old. And it's from his high school graduation. And he looks great. He looks like a promising young man. What a happy moment. It's terrific. But he's 26 now. And 5 months ago, he was arrested. And there's a mugshot where he looks not like the nicest guy. Very few people do in their mugshots, by the way, right? It's the atmospherics of the situation. I can't figure out what he was arrested for. That has also been downplayed. But he had a record, and they are desperately trying to turn this into another George Floyd, you know, just in time for the election. Actually, this is on schedule. When did George Floyd happen in 2020? Memorial Day. This is a little bit earlier. This is April, so it's a little bit early. All right, I got to get the hell out of here. Robert, hello?
Yeah, hello. Hello?
Yes?
Robert. I'm calling from New York. I just wanted to say I'm so sick of hearing people accusing Israel of atrocities when Hamas killed civilians, men, women, and children. And why aren't they allowing the refugees to use their tunnels for safety? And the UN sucks. They don't go after Hamas and the other countries, Arab countries around there, to take the refugees, the Palestinian refugees. It's just crazy.
The UN does suck. Thank you, Robert. You're absolutely right across the board. Anthony in Woodbridge.
Hey, Greg. In regards to your previous call about the abortions, I don't think you realize the correlation between the 62 million abortions and the 62 million illegal aliens that now reside in America. and it's having a devastating effect on us. So,
all right, I can't really hear you. You're very garbled. I don't know what the phone is. Are you at work and trying to, like, be quiet around your boss?
No, I'm in a, where the hell am I? Here, let me walk outside.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on the run. All right, listen, I don't have much time. I got to get the other callers. You got to call me from a place where you can talk next time. Kevin, real quick.
Yeah, how you doing, Greg? I appreciate your show. I just wanted to say, I think Donald Trump would make good inroads, like in the black community. And that was a good thing what he did down in Atlanta. Pretty spectacular. I also just wanted to say on Sid Rosenberg today, they had governor who running for governor, Jack Ciccarelli. And I think he would be a good candidate. Just don't elect Ros Baraka for NOC or any of these other Democrats. So I think the Republicans are starting to make good inroads in the black community. And also, I just wanted to say, I don't think Michelle Obama is going to be the one who will run for president. I think they're going to replace Joe Biden with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
With who?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I really do. It's not going to be him. It's not going to be him. But it is interesting that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is now coming out against Biden. You saw that, right? Uh-oh, Sandra, yeah. There's the music. Just say hi to me, okay? You good?
I'm very good. I had some great news I'll have to tell you tomorrow.
What's the... What? Give me it in 2 seconds. What?
Oh, I can't say it in 2 seconds. It's too important.
It's too important? Oh, it's too important. Well, I guess we'll have to wait.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.